Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Thanks for subscribing. And you know, and I know, books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? So many versions, Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible. And as we continue to go through the Good News Bible, today's English version, Robert G. Bratcher, I mentioned in part one, and let's go through it again. Good News Bible translator dies, opposed inerrantists. Robert Bratcher supported dynamic equivalence. And this was in August 10th, 2020 issue. I believe it was Christianity Today, but you could just Google it and it'll come up. Robert Bratcher, the New Testament translator of the Good News Bible, which became a best-selling version in the 1970s, died July 10th at a retirement community in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He was 90. He became involved in controversy with Southern Baptist fundamentalists in 1981 by contending that belief in an inerrant Bible is idolatry and intellectually dishonest. So he doesn't believe that there is a Bible that's perfect and preserved. Okay, that's what inerrant means. But it was an earlier argument with his denomination that led him into a new translating career. Born in Brazil as the son of a longtime Southern Baptist missionary, Bratcher taught at a Baptist theological seminary in Rio de Janeiro from 1949 until 1956. That ended when he resigned from the Southern Baptist Foreign Mission Board in a dispute over his teaching. Yeah, he doesn't believe his Bible. He doesn't believe anything is true. Okay? Bratcher went to work with the American Bible Society. And so what does that tell you about the American Bible Society? Just based on what we know about Bratcher. On a temporary basis, but the association lasted until he retired in 1995. So he was with them 39 years. The ABS had been looking for the best translation for people who speak English as a second language. Bratcher was tapped by Eugene Nida, who headed the ABS translation department, to do a New Testament translation. Released with the title Good News for Modern Man, the ABS's New Testament was first issued in 1966. The complete Bible was published in 1976 as the Good News Bible, also known as today's English version, the TEV, and like I said in part one, the Tweedledee. Bratcher's name appeared in early versions, but most people did not know he translated the New Testament and oversaw the Old Testament translations. The Good News Bible used a theory of translation, here it is, termed dynamic equivalence, in which the meaning of the Hebrew and Greek are expressed in a translation thought for thought. And in case you didn't know that, that is exactly what the New International Version is. It's a dynamic equivalent. It's a thought for thought. Look that up. And it was Barker who put together that translation. It's a thought for thought. So it's basically you read whatever you want to read about any translation, about any text, whatever, Greek text, whatever you choose, and you put your thought into it, and then that's what goes on the page. Thought for thought translation. The Good News Bible passed what had become a litmus test for so-called liberal translations, translating Isaiah 7:14 to refer to a pregnant young woman instead of the traditional rendering of virgin. Wow, that's the same, right? Young woman, virgin. Bratcher said the Hebrew word used by Isaiah means a young woman of marriageable age, though not necessarily a virgin. It's thought for thought. When Matthew 1:23 quotes the passage as prophesying the birth of Jesus, the word is virgin, implying that the New Testament author used a Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. Huh? Bratcher drew the ire of Southern Baptist fundamentalists in 1981 over his critical remarks at a seminar in Dallas. Only willful ignorance or intellectual dishonesty can account for the claim that the Bible is inerrant and infallible. Can you believe this? And this is what sold millions and millions of copies. People who do not believe that the Bible is inerrant and infallible. He says that they are willfully ignorant and intellectually dishonest to believe that the Bible is inerrant and infallible. He said, no truth-loving, God-respecting, Christ-honoring believer should be guilty of such heresy. To invest the Bible with qualities of inerrancy and infallibility is to idolize it. How about that? To transform it into a false god. The translator's comments made it into the New York Times, setting off a controversy that prompted many conservatives to stop giving to the American Bible Society, which led to a financial crisis. Determining him to be a liability, ABS officials decided that Bratcher should be dismissed. But overseas colleagues in United Bible Societies, the umbrella fellowship of 145 individual Bible societies, including ABS, supported him. Bratcher did resign from the ABS, but continued to do the same job as a consultant for the United Bible Societies. So another place not to go to. Bratcher was a longtime member and Bible teacher at Olin T. Binkley Memorial Baptist Church in Chapel Hill. A Bible teacher? He's not a Bible teacher. He doesn't believe any Bible is true. So that means no Bible will do. More next week.